Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
This thing still works. I hope everybody can hear me, man. It's been a while since we've done this. You guys that are, I got a whole bunch of guys already. Wow. I was surprised that anybody remember. Hit your one button just to let me know you guys can hear me out there. You don't have, I won't put you in unless you want to come in, but just hit your one button so I know everybody can hear me. What's going on, Grudge World? A lot of things have changed over the last year. Damn coronavirus and all this other stuff. Just crazy. Craziness. Getting out there. Well, a lot of racing going on. You saw the header. We've been doing some racing around out here. Been trying to get the car going. Mine's there now, finally. And keeping in touch with everybody through Facebook, texting, and everything like that, and getting a lot of messages on when am I going to do the show again, and when am I going to, you know, come back. And so I figured, you know what, kind of an end of this jacked up year, so might as well we try to get it started on a good note. And that's what brings me to what's coming out here. You can see, before we get into our topic tonight, I want to give a shout out and I want to tell everybody, Carl's Aluminum Works. You guys got to hook them up. If you're looking for something, spoiler, tin work, go check out their website, Carl's Aluminum Works. You can look them up at carlsaluminumworks.com. I even got a number right here for you guys. 614-407-6872. They got stuff you need. And they can build you anything you need. So give those guys a call. Give them a shout out over there. And like I said, tell them you're listening to the show and this is where you heard it from. And the good guys over there, they'll take care of you. And the other one, you know, and now it's more important than ever because we've been going to these races and they let you use your own glue, whatever you want to use. They let you, you can put your own VHT down, pimp juice, whatever. We're right here, everybody. Ultra Blue Traction Compound. This is the stuff that we tried, and this shit works. Before, I never tried it until we got a little bit of it, and this stuff works good. It works real good. And yeah, you can get a hold of these guys. You can check them out on Facebook also. Ultra Blue Traction Compound. Here's a number for these guys. 405. Yeah, like we don't know that area code. 563-0538. Give them a shout out. Or just go to Ultra Blue Traction Compound. It'll pop you up. Hook those two guys up, man, because they do a lot for what we do out on the road. Be it on the track or the street. And that's what all this stuff's all about. So we got this place out in Desert Center for you non-California people. It's right between Palm Springs and Blythe on the 10 freeway. It's an old airport actually used in World War II. And now it's a drag strip. And when I tell you that wide, I'm not doing any justice to it. Bodie's putting this race on. It's going to be, right now, the way it looks, as of who knows what our jacked up governor, buttfuck, whatever he's going to do. But we don't care. January 8th and 9th. 2021. He's going to have big tire, small tire, real street, grudge racing. And like I said, the grudge racing part, well, I think it's with all of it. Tire, small tire, you bring your own prep if you want. You can bring your own prep, whatever you prefer for your car. This is, you know, street rules with real fast cars. Kind of cool. They had this, Bodie had it a few months back. I went to it, and it was pretty damn good. And the racing, there's no time limit. There's no one to shut us down. We're in the desert. You know, it's when the sun goes down till the sun comes up and into the day, into the night. Some pretty good action out there. Was in Vegas a couple weeks ago. Well, weekend before, I was there for the Streetcar Super National. Saw a lot of people out there all over the place. And the people I did expect to see there was Chris, Kamikaze Chris from the 405. He was helping his buddy out with his Nova. Pretty nice dude. Jackie Knox was out there to Sonoma. And there was someone else out there. I don't know. But it was a good time out there. And now that the racing is kind of not done, but this is just kind of our rest period for a few weeks till we start it all back up again. But this race here that Bodie's putting together, it's pretty good. There are a lot of people out there. There are a lot of people out there from, you know, Cali, Nevada, Arizona, Northern California, you know, where that's where Bodie's from. But FZ Racing was out there. A lot of the heavy hitters in California, the real heavy hitters in California were out there. And like I said, there's some guys out there with, and that True Street class, I think that's the one you got to drive 50, it's like a street class, you got to drive 50 miles or however mile, I forgot what it was, but you know, and then you drive to the track and you race and drive your car home or put it in your trailer if it's there, I don't know, but it was a lot of good things. So what I wanted to talk about mostly tonight was this race that was going on, but also, you know, I started doing this show back in 2012, and I was trying so hard to get Callie into this, into the grudge race scene. I was trying to get them involved with, you know, it got to be, who wants to drive all the way out there to Texas? Who wants to drive out there to Oklahoma? Well, these guys started doing it on their own to go race. So it got to be one of those to wear something together. Let's go. Let's go down there. I know JJ the Boss has been putting that stuff together with the different states and meeting in all these different places, which is pretty cool. I get what he's doing. He's doing some good for everybody, that's for sure. I enjoy it. But California got hammered by Texas. And, you know, it kind of gave us a black eye. A little while later, Bodie rounded up the troops. And California went to, probably ain't going to see that on a TV show or nothing like that. But, you know, now it's these guys want to come out here now. You know, Texas wants to come to California. And now we're in the game. California's in the game. Now they get to, you know, race the real fast cars in California. And not the ones those other guys used to hand pick so they could win races. Don't get me started. I don't want to get started on that shit. But for the most part, we're in the midst of this stuff now. So I think California is going to be doing a lot of traveling this year, going back east and hitting up some places. And, you know, and Bodie's going to be, you know, probably the head dude in charge of where we're headed. And he just tells us, you know, what time the freight train's leaving. We hook up and we eastbound and down. It'll be good to see these guys, these things live instead of watching them on TV. And that nothing changes. Follow the show. There you go. Okay, so the number's up on the page. I'll give it to you guys right now real quick. The guy's struggling. It's 515-059-834. I got callers on the board, so obviously it's still the same number. So we got that going. So what the goal is, you know, out here in Cali, it's tough finding these tracks. Some of the track owners are a little nervous about doing this. Don't want to lose any NHRA stuff, grudge racing stuff. These shootouts, they can support a track. They really can. I've seen it. I've been back east, and it's something that we can all fit into. So, am I nervous? Not really. I mean, I don't have a car to run with those guys unless they bring out some all motor cars, because mine's just all motor. But, you know, I'd still go. Who knows? Somebody might want to push me out a little ways. But, you know, you always got to go just in case. This whole board looks so different to me now. I haven't, like I said, it's been at least a year since I've been on the air. So it's a little different. I see people calling in. I can see the board moving, and it's like, yeah, we're here. We're here. We're doing it. So, you know, we're gonna see how everything goes. You know, we start to pick up our group again, our crowd on the show, and people start calling in. I'm sure we'll stay back out and keep all this stuff going. But this place in Chuckwalla is what it's called. You got to experience. If you don't want to bring a car, you should still come out and spectate. And then you'll be like, yeah, okay. The only rule I think they have is you can't cross the middle. So you can go all the way out to the side and come right back in. But like I said, it's a runway. So you can go 30, 40 feet to the right if your car goes in that direction, because you'd probably still have another 60, 70 feet before you hit the dirt. It's wide. So plenty of room. And I don't think there are any accidents. I don't think there's any accidents at all. Even if the car gets stupid and hooks one way, you got plenty enough room to, you know, you're still on the road. So what I tell people is to Google it. And then when you Google it, you do the on Google Maps, you'll see the layout of it. Then you'll understand what I'm talking about. And they do it on a light start, but how they do it, they don't do it with the guy with the little light, little flashlight. They have these like floodlights pointed at you. And the minute that sucker comes on, you know, you're off to the races. So you don't really see the guy hitting the button or pulling his hand up. There's nobody really to time. Because once you're in, once you guys are both in, he walks away and then just hits the button as he's walking. So it's different. The technology with the flashlights are like Daddy Dave pointing at the guy he wants to win. And, you know, it's I like how they have it out there. Actually, everybody should be like the way they're doing it, to be honest with you. But, you know, every state or every track has their own rules and their own starters, and you got to abide by what they want. So that part of it is the good part. I had to text my co-host and let them know what I was doing. I don't know if they're going to make it in or not. I think they were kind of shocked. And, well, you know, Shake has his own show on Sunday night. You guys should call it. He has a good time on that show. I've called it a lot of times on that show. I have fun on that show. He's got a really good show on Sundays. And, oh, shoot, you know what? I didn't even, my fault. And, he's got some interesting conversations and a cast of characters on that show. Good fun, good people. It's always good. And then we're going to try and get all this. Oh, wow. And we're going to try and get all this stuff, you know, going again. And oh, my. And get I lost my train of thought. These text messages. Yes, we really are live. Okay. There. So now you know. So I didn't have anybody hit the one button. So I'm hoping. I'm hoping you guys are hearing all this. But we will. I got to make sure everything, all the little doohickeys work and everything on the show. Oh, yeah, that one does. That's awful loud. I'm going to turn that sucker down. And I miss doing it. I miss being here. And getting everybody back in should be fun. Once they all get the memo. And Bodie, now you know what? I didn't call Bodie. He's a pretty busy dude, so So I did not reach out to Bodie about coming in tonight. I wanted to get this stuff out there. And, you know, he's a pretty busy guy. His son, they wrecked the car in Vegas, the Camaro. So, you know, they may be putting that thing back together. You know, working on that, getting that ready for January. But Junior was okay. He smacked it up pretty good. And, you know, he's all right. And then there were a lot of people out there, and a lot of people out there are this, that are supposed to be coming to this in June. So it's going to be quite interesting. On the grudge racing is the best, I think. And they don't have bleachers, so you're kind of standing away from the track. So it's not like you're right up on the track like you would be at a drag strip. You guys out here just gotta check it. And I don't think there's a live feed. So unless there's one coming, but as far as I know, the last time they did this, there was not a live feed. So that's what we got going on. And then I was going to wait till some of my guys came in about the topic. But the other thing I want to talk about, too, out here, I probably said this the last time. There's a naturally aspirated class out here. And this class has really taken off. And, you know, it started with a little amount of cars, and now it's continuously going. It's a no time, so there's no time shown. And it's on a 410 light. And it's got for small block, it's minimum of 2,700 pounds you could weigh. And if you have a big block, you have to weigh 2,950. For the small blocks, they could run either the 28-10-5 or 29.5-10-5. Big blocks, 28. So, which I think is more of an advantage than a disadvantage myself. But it's a good class. This year, the season, I think they had a different winner in every race. So it's not like one guy sitting there and dominating the whole thing. And it's good racing. It's close racing. You know, this class, I think, will get bigger and bigger. I wish they could travel a little bit more and pick up people on the way, open it up, you know, to get more cars in. But they'll be there. I think 2021 is going to be a big year for them. I think that class is growing. I mean, they picked up a bunch of cars this year. And I think they're going to be picking up a bunch of cars for next year. So we'll keep an eye on that one and see where that goes. Sorry. Maybe he's listening and Bodie will call in, but I don't think I didn't tell him about it, so he's a busy guy. But I did talk to FZ Racing, Fred Foley. He's going to try and make it in tonight, and he'll probably talk a little bit more about this race and what's going on. He's got a race probably coming up. Going to be having, I think he's doing, FZ Racing is doing two races this year. I think they're doing April and September. Well, next year, I'm sorry. And hopefully this COVID stuff, you know, it doesn't keep everybody away. I hope that after they do whatever that is that they think they're doing, they're gonna change some things. This COVID stuff's pretty bad. But I don't know. It's kind of hard to believe they tell us to stay home, but our officials are going to Hawaii, getting their hair done, and they're doing everything they're telling us not to. Kind of makes it kind of hard to believe what's real and what isn't. Hopefully that'll get under control and everybody can get back to, you know, life to live in and what's happening out there. So we'll see. I guess everything starts tonight at midnight out here in California anyway. I don't know what everybody else is. So we just wait and see with that. And go from there. Real quick. Okay, I don't know what that was. But everything else looked good. If anybody got something they want to say, you know, hit your one button. Come on in. I don't have the special doorbell that Shake has on his show. I have a ding button. I could do this all night long. But that's about it. And, let me turn that guy down right there. And, I can turn those off. Then we'll see if they come in. I'm probably going to only give this a few minutes. I'm probably not going to go the whole 2 hours. I just wanted to get on the air and kind of let everybody know what's going on. And if anybody had anything they wanted to talk about, they could. But I just wanted to get it out there and let know we're probably going to be back on. I don't know. We'll wait and see. And start doing this again. See what kind of ruckus we can cause. I know we had a not ruckus, but you know, the last time we talked, I was happy that Danica Patrick retired, and still happy that she's retired. Hope she stays retired. But I don't want to get all that all started up, because then I start getting emails from women telling me she does good things and she don't do shit. So, that's bullshit. But all right, give it a few more. And we gone. Okay, everybody. Well, listen. I just want to say thanks for the people that are on the line right now for coming back in and checking me out, the show. And like I said, it was a last-minute thing. I put everything together like maybe 4 hours ago. So I didn't really do too much prep work for this show. But it'll be out there. People will... they'll start to catch on, and we'll see what happens. So there's about 32 of you guys on here. Thanks for calling in. And listen, we're going to do this again. Just keep watching on Facebook. I'll start posting hopefully a little earlier. And, you know, people can kind of plan around their schedule so that at the last minute. I know it is Saturday night. People got things to do, so. All right, man. Everybody have a good night. Stay safe. Wear your mask or don't. Whatever floats your boat. And we're going to get out of here right now. Peace. We'll see everybody next Saturday night.
specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.